But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And why did he find grace? These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Now, why did God save Noah? He walked with God? Yes, but we are told by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, prepared an ark. Now, it took faith to prepare an ark on dry land when it hadn't even drizzled. And that took faith, by the way. And we're told that it was by faith that Enoch was translated. You see, when the church is taken out, every believer's going because it's for believers and weakest saints going out. And they're going out because God extends mercy. And we're told the mercy of God will be demonstrated at that time. Now, why the flood? Why is God going to send the flood? Well, we're told, verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth. Behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. That is actually God's way, and it was man's way. It turned from the purpose for which God had created him. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, we find here God going to send the flood. And why is he going to send the flood? Well, let me mention several things. Man had a promise of a Redeemer, and they were told that there was coming a Savior on the earth. And that is the thing man should have been looking for. Instead of that, he turns from God, we're told. And then we have here that God provided a sacrifice for Adam and Eve. And we find that a great principle was put down, actually, with Cain and Abel. That is an eternal principle, if you please. Here are these two boys. And Cain and Abel will stand as the representatives of two great systems, two classes of people, the lost and the saved, the self-righteous and the broken-spirited, the formal professor and the genuine believer. That's what you have in these two, and that's what the human race had at this time. And then we find that these patriarchs were living so long, Adam and Methuselah, bridge the entire gap here. And may I say to you, they could give, certainly, a revelation to all mankind, which they did. And then we are told over in Jude 14 and 15 that Enoch preached during that period. He prophesied. And we're also told that Noah preached during this period, and also he was building an ark. And then we're told that Enoch disappeared. That should have alerted them to something. And then they knew concerning this man Methuselah, and when he died, they should have known. And then there was the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God says that his spirit would not always strive with man, and the Spirit of God was striving with him. Man here totally rejects God, if you please, and that brought the flood upon the earth. We find that God's Spirit striving with man on the earth, and man now turning away from God. And here are just a few, though, that do believe him, Noah and his family.